CWA Mobile.
CWA Mobile.
The master of the airwaves. How are you this morning, sir?
Doctor's appointment. I took the motorcycle and went over to the airfield yesterday. They put gravel in, and so there's no more red mud there, no more red dirt. So when it rains, I used to not go for a few days after it rained. Now that's not an issue anymore.
I heard they had done some work over there, which is fantastic. I wonder how they got all those guys that fly the ultralights to go along with that, because, you know, they were all concerned about stuff flying up in and around their aircraft.
I might drag them up there with a lawn tractor or something instead of running the prop over the gravel.
You don't take them out of the back of the hangars where the cars go. So, you know, that's something I just don't understand. Anyhow, everything out in front of the hangars is just fine.
It looked really nice. The grass is green. It looked like it had been cut not too long ago. So, but for us, if we go Friday, that won't matter.
That got me down to work a little bit on Friday. Let me call in up there and see what Mark has in mind. But I believe this is Memorial Day weekend, isn't it?
No, I don't know. I don't know when weekends or holidays or vacation days show up. They're all weekends, they're all holidays, they're all vacation days.
Really, truly glad to hear you say that. Remember when you were trying to do all that programming for the audio people? Man, you didn't come up for air. I tell you what, that's fantastic.
I had a guy up in Charlotte that called me last week and asked me if I'd built them yet. I haven't done that because, you know, when I'm thinking we're done, he gives me one more call. Just one more call. Just one more thing we want to do. I need to tie a ribbon on that and be done with it.
Am I making the repeater okay?
Yeah, I was in a low spot on 385, so it may have been me if I was fading out.
So what's your future plans as far as programming? Are you going to go cold turkey?
Comes up, that guy up there in Charlotte said he's gonna find us another gig. It was kind of fun, you know. It's you miss it a little bit, and then you get to do it again, and it's kind of fun for a while. So I don't know. Who knows? I'm gonna take it one day at a time.
What? That's exactly the way I'm approaching the X-ray business. Now Monday I went down to Aiken, and yesterday I did two state certifications on some equipment for end users, and you know I made $1,500 over 3 hours labor over 2 days. You know, and I couldn't pass that up. So, you know, as it comes in, I'll make a decision. Do I want to do that? Is it worth it? So that's the way I'm playing it these days.
Let me know what you figure out. I am turning into my destination here off Woodruff Road in a second. I don't know where it is, so I need to pay attention. I think this is it. Yep, I am here. I have arrived at the place of which I was intending to. Ever how Rusty says that. I'm here now. I'll catch you later, W4DJW.
And I tell you what, I'll give you a call in about, what do you think, in about an hour, hour and a half?
Yeah, I think that's what they've got it down for, something like that.
A couple of hours then, and I'll give you a call and let you know what my schedule is. Okay?
Later. Stay safe. W4DJ, that'd be clear.
KN4, VWA, 73, clear.